Invoking Bhagwan's presence and grace, invoking your relationship with Ishwar and Bhagwan. Gently turning your focus toward your own presence, the Atma, toward your own self, as you let the body and mind settle, relax, relax in Bhagavan's presence, in the presence of your being. In the light of your knowledge, just experience or see, visualize this body, mind, sense organs which sitting here relaxing in contemplation. Just visualize in keeping with your knowledge this body, mind, sense organs as being part of Ishwara. Belonging to Ishwara. It's like a cell belongs to the body and is taken care of by the body and contributes to the body as part and parcel of it. Every cell is unique, and every jiva is unique. You are a unique part of Bhagavan, taken care of by Bhagavan. With the body, mind, sense organs, just relax, handing it over to Bhagavan as part and parcel of Bhagavan. So you're actually handing over something which is already His, just the ahankara is letting go. Realizing this body, my mind, my sense organs, my prana, is part of my Ishwara Swarupa, part of my being, that myself, the self which is me, is the very self which is Ishwara. So Ishwara is an expression, a limitless expression of my being. Included in that limitless expression of my being is the limited expression of this jiva. But this jiva, body, mind, sense organs, is part and parcel of Ishwara, my greater self, just like a wave is part of the ocean. It is totally contained by the ocean, held by the ocean and the laws of the ocean. When I think of my life in terms of the prarabdha karma, the karmas that are manifesting, I can recognize that life as an expression of Ishwara. Not separate from Ishwara. In light of that, Swamiji's comment makes so much sense and is so soothing. What is meant for you will definitely come to you. What is not meant for you definitely won't. For Jnani, because you are the Ananda Swarupa, you are the very self of the Jiva as well as of Ishwara. You are the Ananda that you seek. Your mind can accept quite easily the life that unfolds for you as yours meaning you can take it with that prasada buddhi as prasad from Bhagavan, from Ishwara. I accept this prarabdha karma as Ishwara. And because I accept it as Ishwara, I take it with the prasada buddhi. I am so free to do that when I recognize that the ananda that I was seeking from Bhagavan, I already am what I've been seeking. abide in my own fullness. I play out my role. I do what is to be done to the best of my ability. As Swamiji says, I do every day what is to be done to the best of my ability. Always in relationship to Ishwara, to Bhagwan, both from the standpoint of myself, which is his self, enjoying the Ananda Swarupa. And in reference to Ishwara as my infinite form, be yourself as you can, bring your mind back to your own presence. Just abiding as yourself. Letting this world, your body being an expression of your being without bringing about any change to you at all. Just imagine being yourself. Just being me, as me, so simple. All of the experiences internally and externally, all of them coming and going, and all of them Ishwara, not touching yourself in any way.